Hey.
Great to see you. We're missing a few people, sickness and various things, but it's 7 o'clock, we want to get going. Welcome back. Thanks for coming. It's cold, it's dark, we don't know any music. I don't even know why I'm here. I guess I get paid, so there it is. But thank you so much for coming. We're going to get started working on some music, get the ball rolling on things. Blah, 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 blah. By May, it's all going to be wonderful. Okay? So, up we go. C major, please. Let's start with a nice big sound. Oh, two, three. Don't forget to breathe. That pitch from below, this way instead of that way when you hold your note, okay? So unless you've all been practicing since November 19th or something, we're going to be a little bit rusty. Just try and remember to breathe before you sing, and try to remember that singing is a very athletic kind of thing, so don't just, just feel like you're filling up the room with sound. Don't sing loud, just fill up the room. C major? One, two, three. Same thing, sorry, man. Start by setting that vowel. Oh, instead of oh, have that vowel shaped in your face shape. One, two, three. Sound, okay? C major, please. And I sigh to sing.
I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing. I sigh to sing.
I sigh to sing. Sing it again. Remember, feel like that's slower. I sigh to sing. So you really sigh through everything. I sigh. Don't sing like you're talking, but sing like you're singing. C major again. I sigh to sing. Feel like you're sliding through all those notes.
I sigh to sing.
Open.
I sigh to sing.
Two more.
I sigh to sing.
Let go of that high one.
I sigh to sing.
Good. A couple of you are yawning, and that's perfectly normal because when you sing that correctly, you're really actuating a lot of those yawn muscles. Because you're relaxing everything, so it's not a bad thing if you feel like, oh, I gotta yawn, I don't want to yawn, you're gonna think I'm bored. No, it's actually you're actually actuating those correct muscles. So have a seat, take out, sing, shout, hallelujah. Nice little anthem to start our rehearsal and to start our concert in May. It's otherwise known as the pretty blue one. It says sing, shout, hallelujah. great to start our time back together with a piece that starts unison and we all sing together. As you sing through this the first time, I'm sure some of you worked the part, some of you are seeing it for the first time now, it doesn't matter. But as you're singing through it, just remember this is a sing, shout, alleluia, shout to God in one accord. So it's sing, short, shout, short, alleluia, no breath there, shout to God in one accord. Sing, shout, bring a new song, come and make a joyful noise to the Lord. So make sure you feel that. Sing, shout, alleluia, ba-da. Right? Okay? So let's sing through the first part, please. Just the voice part, a one. One, two, three.
Sing, shout, alleluia.
Going on, you notice the ladies do it, okay? Going on, ladies alone, measure 13, and really work at getting that psychological crescendo. Sing, shout, alleluia, praise, right? So that scene there, make sure there's a crescendo there. Measure 13, ladies alone, all one, two, three.
Sing, shout, alleluia, praise the Lord.
See, did you hear the decay of sound? Alleluia, praise, alleluia, praise, Yah, praise. Don't let that sound die between the Yah and the praise. Okay? One more time, ladies. Two, three.
Sing, shout, alleluia, praise the Lord in everything. Sing, shout, bring a new song, come and make a joyful noise, shout and sing.
Good. Now, what I would like is a sing. Shout, sing, shout. Okay? At the gentleman, measure 13, please. Gentlemen, it's actually going to be easier when the ladies do their part because it's just sing, sing, shout, shout. Right? Let's just do your part now. You start on B2. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Sing, shout, hallelujah.
Together, 13. A 1, 2, 3.
Sing, sing, shout, shout, alleluia, praise the Lord in everything.
Rest.
Sing, shout, bring a new song, come and make a joyful noise, shout and sing.
Good. Beginning that far piano part, please, from the very beginning. A 1, 2, 3. You're getting, but measure 14, gentlemen, just make sure you realize it's a harmony part. Make sure you don't end up singing the ladies part there. Sing, shout, alleluia. Just listen. Most of you had it. So just listen. But mark it. Harmony, okay? I'd really like a lot more shout. Sing, shout, alleluia. Sing, shout, bring a new song. Right? So one more time, then we'll go on. More attention to the rhythmic aspect. Sing, shout. It says sing, shout. Think of it more. Remember those two kinds of pieces. Earpieces. Next piece we're doing, Come Unto Me, total earpiece. Rhythmic pieces. Sing, shout, hallelujah. It's all about getting the kind of the rhythmic groove of it. Sing, shout. Now, sing, shout. Make it very rhythmic, okay? But not loud. Beginning. 2, 3, 4. Breathe way early. Breathe.
Sing, shout, hallelujah.
forgot. Just gentlemen, measure 15. Remember that when you had moving notes, make them more percussive. Praise the Lord. Instead of praise the Lord. I don't want to say add a vowel. Praise the Lord. But think that way. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, it's not going to cut through the girls singing, okay? Measure 13, everybody, please. One thing you're doing, ladies, that is a little bit annoying, because you're trying to be rhythmic, you're going sing, shout, instead of sing, shout, sing, not sing, sing, but sing, right? Stay on the vowel. Measure 13, everybody. A 1, 2, 3.
Sing, sing, shout, shout, hallelujah.
Bounce it, bass it. Contrasting section, and please circle, this is the first time it's forte. Come before the Lord with a jubilant song. It needs to be jubilant. Okay? And then the guys answer, gentlemen, it says forte, but I have mezzo forte in mind. So the ladies are wherever the part is. Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, let the praises resound. Last. Come and make a joy. Get it? So laser forte, the tenor bass is a, not soft, but an answer to it. Okay? Try it, ladies. 21. This voice part. Oh, what? As forte as you got. But remember, loud is not singing louder. It's singing more fully. A 1, 2, 3.
Come before the Lord in a jubilant
shout. And.
Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord.
Glory, hallelujah, let the praises resound. One more time. Glory, what? Slow it down. 21 for the ladies. And gentlemen, you were off on To the Lord. Okay? 21 voice parts. A 1, 2. Forget the attitude for a minute. Just get the parts. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, one more time. Come before the Lord with... Right, sopranos, one more time. 2, 3.
Come before the Lord with a jubilant shout.
And.
Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord.
Come to the... Some of you need to put an arrow down on the. Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Going on to ladies.
Glory, hallelujah, let the praises resound.
Yeah, part of that was just getting the words in your mouth. That's fine, do it again. 1, 2, 3.
Glory, hallelujah, let the praises resound.
And.
Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord.
And by the way, that's music 101 right there. Listen, and you'll know 80% of the music you're ever going to do in your life. It's a question. Come before the Lord with a jubilant sound. That's the question. The answer is, come and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Right? Second time through. Glory, hallelujah, let the praises resound. Second answer. Come and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Get it? First time it's do-da-da, because it's not finished. It's like a half cadence. Second time, da-da-da. And then you have what's called a period of music, right? Especially this kind of simpler stuff. If you keep that in your mind, that form, you're always going to learn music faster. Things are going to be like question, answer, question, answer. The second answer is going to be a little different than the first answer. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Question, answer? Okay, let's try it. I'd love to hear a glaw, glaw. So you got to start that G of glory like on page 5. And it lands on page 6. Thanks, you got my joke. Nice. It's got to start early. Glory, glaw, glory, how. Don't be afraid of it, okay? And that's an H. Hallelujah. Before it was an A, hallelujah. They both mean the same thing. One comes from the Greek, one comes from the Latin. Okay? So, page 5, measure 21. Before. And both parts try not to go come, but come before the Lord. Come and make, instead of come and make it, don't close to that vowel. I mean, a consonant. Okay, 21. Forte, ladies. 2, 3.
Come before the Lord.
Come and make a joy.
skip the B section, page 7, our contrasting section, and we're going to go all the way over to page 9, middle, measure 54, where it says, come and sing, shout, okay? Let's try and read that voice part, starting with the ladies. So this, I'm skipping the B section. We'll do that next week. We're doing sort of the A section, coda, which is the end of the song, okay? So this is similar to the beginning, but not quite. 3, 4, 1. Cookie jar's open, you grab the cookies, but you don't want any caught. Get off of it. Praise ye the Lord. 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 Two, just give it pitch and get off. Don't even think about saying the word. 2, 3, 4.
Praise ye the Lord.
Good, pretty good. See, if you spend a lot of time trying to say the word, it's going to be praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Lord. Just give it pitch. Okay, can we back up and do this measure 54 again, middle of 9? Whenever you have long notes, say, come and sing, shout. More vowel, more lifting the pitch, okay, sopranos, when you have the long notes. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Come and sing, shout,
hallelujah. No, no, sorry, so no breath before shout, just like the beginning. No breath before shout, just like the beginning. And no shout, no breath before bring in the next page. This is just like the beginning, just set a little differently. Okay, hey Frank, here we go. Come and 1, 2, 3, 4, breathe.
Come and sing, shout, hallelujah, shout to God in one accord.
And
sing, shout, bring a new song, come and make a joyful noise to the Lord.
And praise the Lord. And make sure you crescendo on the whole note. Make sure you crescendo on the whole note. Okay, from Alleluia, measure 63. Nice and slow, one beat at a time, about like this. Just to hear the parts, voice parts alone. 2, 63, everyone. Everyone up the tempo, alleluia, up 63, 1, 2, 3.
Alleluia, praise
up, up,
Lord.
Up, 2, 3, look up, oh, 1.
Praise ye the Lord.
Beginning, stand up, please. We're going to hack our way through the middle section just so you can hear it. We're going to sing the whole piece. So just, let's do the part we didn't do tonight, just to sing through it once, okay? A tip faster, with great joy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Three, and sing.
Shout, hallelujah, shout to God in one accord.
Breath, sing, shout.
Sing, shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord in everything. Sing, shout, bring a new song, come and make a joyful noise.
Look ahead, look ahead.
Shout and sing.
One, two, up, four.
Good start, everybody. Come unto me. One of my favorite texts. Come unto me. First off, totally different song, exact opposite of the last piece. This one is all about long lines, long lush lines, which means really working on staying on the prettiest vowel you can for as long as you can, and then throwing those consonants on at the last second to connect the words. So it's a totally different piece. But nothing too challenging, just a different vibe to it. Page 5, we do need to divide basses 1 and 2. It's just an octave there, so pick a part. I need some people on the low F sharp and some people on the high F sharp, but it's just an octave apart, so just pick whatever one you want. Going on. Yeah, it's just octaves on page 6, basses divide. But the bottom of 6, basses, there are a couple notes that are just in fifths or sixths there. So, and I will give you, just, we might take a minute on that. Just be aware that bass and baritone, those parts are two distinct parts. Okay? So, let's give it a whirl from the beginning to some of the voice part. And I just, can we have all the ladies sing it for now? I think it's going to be just sopranos, but for right now, just all the ladies sing it. Okay? Actually, will you sing it once with, by the way, Emma's back! Yay! We love Emma! Anytime Emma sits her person down at the piano, I consider it a good day. So, now we play the piano part. So I think it might be a little more interesting if she actually plays the piano part and you guys just sing your part. It's just all unison, okay? 1, 2. The the main issue is your counting just totally deserted you. So you were just kind of guessing. Okay? So it's okay. It's okay. But, you know, this is like another opportunity to learn how to count better. Right? Some of you have been avoiding the task of learning how to count for 40, 50 years. So take it as a good opportunity to learn how to count, right? So it's in 3/4 time. And I don't mean that meanly. I just mean it as like statement of fact. So as we're going through it, I'll help you a little bit. But the first thing that threw you off was middle of 4, measure 19. So that's a dotted half with your pencils. That's a dotted half note tied to an eighth note. So it's me. Me, 2, 3, 1, all you who, 1, 2, 3, bird. So I put 1, 2, 3 on me. I put 1 on the first eighth note of the next measure. And then I put a plus sign on the word all. So it's me, all you who, labor. And on the labor, I would put 1, 2, 3. And then a plus sign on that descending eighth note. Labor. 1 and 2 and 3, labor. Get it? All right. Can we take it from a measure 17, ladies? And it may seem like sort of like brain surgery, but I swear to God, anybody in this room could sing a note and at the same time be thinking in their brain, 1, 2, 3. Isn't it amazing, the human brain? And you're saying words. I mean, it's freaking amazing. It's not even hard. You just have to remember to do it. And what a lot of amateur singers do is they just think about, how do I sound? I hope no one hears me. As opposed to sing 3.5 beats and then move on. I mean, okay, so here we go. Measure 17, voice part. 1, 2. 2, 3. 2. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1. 2 and 3. Get it? And if in your mind, I can in concert go 1 and 2 and 3 and. But you can. In concert, I wouldn't have to count that in concert. I would just feel it. But I mean, some of you might have to go in concert 1 and 2 and 3. All you, right? Whatever it takes to get it done. One more time. And don't break the phrase. Come on to me, all you. You can't breathe before the all. One more time. 1, 2. And 2 and 3. And 2. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1. 2 and 2, 3, 1. Oh, good. It's also the same thing. At 5 of 5, everybody. Me, all you. It's the same tune, except they do a little Beyonce grace note the opposite way on page 6. Labor. It pivots up instead of down. Get what I'm saying? It's just what's called a grace note. First time it was labor. Second time it's labor. It's just a different version of the tune. Okay? Can we try from measure 13, ladies, and piano part? 1, 2. Thing, and one of the reasons I picked this song, well, I picked it because I love it, but it's also a great teaching piece, right? Can you really think about, like, when you're singing those long notes, like you're playing the cello, and you're really bowing? Come on to me. It's supposed to come on to me, but come on to me. Feel like you're really bowing up as long as you can. And what causes that to bow is your breath support, right? Mm-hmm. Come on to me. So one more time with that in mind. One piano part. 1 and 2.
Come on to me.
to bread. One and two and three and one. One, bravo.
So keep working on it. Anytime you do a legato song like this, really keep working at your bowing. Doesn't really matter when we sing When Our Voices Rise. When Our Voices Rise. But these songs, when you're going to have like a long song, you really got to think about how long and beautiful can you make that vowel. Your vowel is almost like the quality of your cello, to continue the banging this metaphor analogy into the ground, right? It's like some people have cheap cellos, some people have very expensive cellos, right? The better you sing on the vowel as you're bowing, the prettier the sound is going to be. The more you go, come on to me, come on to me. I feel the space back here always the same. Keep working at that. Bow, sing through vowels, okay? And let's go on to page 5, measure 25. Okay, bass 10. Like 7:39, I got my first goosebumps. Very nice. And it really wasn't even that good. But it was good enough to give me goosebumps, because that's the power of music, right? It's just you connect with the chords and it's like goosebumps. The hair on my arms right now is standing up. Okay? But you did a major, major musical sin before the word rest. Does anyone know what it was? You took a breath. You never breathe before the last word of a phrase. And I will give you, I will give you, I will give you, I will give you, I will give you rest. And there's two reasons why you do it. Number one, you're running out of gas and you just want to make a good sound. But number two, it's a page turn. Right? So don't breathe wherever you want. Breathe where the music tells you. Not bad at all. Hey, a couple little fine-tuning things here. Sopranos, that high stuff is not really going to be hard. If you just almost sing like a pop song. Oh, you lay. And I just sing it more like, just feel it more almost as far as singing it. Does that make sense what I'm saying? You're trying to fit those eight things in place, and so it's sounding a little bit ragged. Hey, so the breathing. Top up, working backwards. I'm at page 7. Sopranos, your last breath is top of 6 before the word and. And I will give you rest. Okay? Now, that, some of you may have to breathe somewhere in there, but as a group, don't breathe after you take a breath. Does that make sense? Stagger your breathing. Don't breathe as a group after you sing the word and I. And so for everybody else, bottom page 6, basses and alto, bass tenor and alto, you're going to put a little comma before the last measure. And I will give you rest. It's not really a breath, it's just space for the comma. Everyone at the top of page 6, that bore part of labor, is going to be a quarter note and a quarter rest. So we're gonna make that short so we get out of the way for the sopranos. The bore part of labor. And if you're not sure what I mean, just look up. Page 5, top of 5, last measure. The phrase is sopranos, come on to me, off. You're off on beat 2. Everyone else, come on to me. Come on to me. Right before you rearticulate to come on to me, tenors and altos, put a little comma there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Measure, top of 5.
Top of
and a basses and a soprano was cut off on beat two. Okay, we'll do it again. Look up if you're not sure. Top five, please. One, two. Dissonant note there at the very end. Good. Very nice, Athos. Make sure you don't oversing that. The blue note there was a little too loud for everybody else. Okay? Just listen to everybody else. Hey, not bad. Not bad. Another thing that I'm thinking about as we're getting back into this, let me see if I can remember now. Shoot, we're going to do it again off the start. We're not on mine. Same thing, page 5. Oh, the way my mind works, the second I go back, I remember. This is one of those examples, page 5, 6, 7, of really pay attention to when you have something other parts don't have. Remember that? Like if you're moving and other parts aren't. For example, altos measure 30. Right? Come on to, that's very important because no one else is doing it. Everyone else is just doing harmony there. And sopranos, bottom page 6, it's very important that if you look at 37, everyone drops out. You can't drop out. That's what makes it cool. You're continuing that line. And then again in 39, they're going to take a breath, but on the word you, you have to make sure the sound is strong there. Make sense? So we can't have you sort of die out. Let's do it one more time. Even though it's mezzo piano, I've written in my music mezzo on page 5, I have mezzo forte. But you know me with all this. I don't want it to be loud, but it needs to sound full. So again, how do you do that? Instead of, can I have a D please? Instead of come, it's ca, ca. What am I doing? I'm doing about three things. Number one, I'm making sure I open my mouth. Number two, I'm making sure I'm opening the inner space. Instead of ca, like if you took a view inside my mouth, you'd see I was kind of really making sure that my teeth, my upper and my lower teeth are separated. I'm making sure like the space here is dropped. So I wouldn't think as much about like when I say open your mouth and you guys are so dutiful, you go. It's really more about that singing position. And listen to your sound. If it feels like it's being muffled, you're sort of shutting everything down. So don't sing louder, but just try and sing more with letting the sound get up into your face more and bouncing around. And then play the violin. Okay, measure page 5, 25. Work on making a fuller, warmer sound. 1, 2. Oh, yeah, I love that. That's great. Thank God we have good basses. Because if you have good basses, they just like, it's like the foundation is there. Nice. Do it again. Does anyone know Eric Whitaker's Seal Lullaby? Doesn't this sound like it? It sounds, if listen to Seal Lullaby, Eric Whitaker's Seal Lullaby. And page 5 just sounds like the Seal Lullaby. I think one of them stole from the other. Okay, ready? Here we go. That was great. Richer, bigger sound. Not louder, just more body, more play the cello, more singer space. One, page 4 more time, bass, tenor, couple. One, piano part, 2. Come on to me. Off, 2. Two. And I will give you
Star, could we please go to... Yeah. It's all psychological crescendo. Just keep it tuning. Keep it tuning. Keep it vital. Okay? Can we skip to page 10? And you will see that this starts the same. I call it A2 structure. It's the second time through the A material. Okay? But at a certain place, it goes into the coda. Okay? And we'll sing through it, and then you'll see. And the coda is basically where the part that we did at the beginning, now we're doing something different. Does that make sense? Because we're now into the coda, the ending of the piece, the coda. Okay? So page 10 starts the same, but when the coda comes in, keep chopping wood, and we'll figure it out. Okay? Here we go. Measure 73. 1, 2. Starts where? Where's the ending start? Top of 12. We could argue measure 86, 87, or we can say measure 88, whatever. When we get into like the three times repeating, and I will give you rest. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, right? So the coda is basically three statements of, and I will give you rest. Get it? Okay? So can we do the sopranos top of page 12? Sopranos alone? And it's really just counting sopranos. We're going to start actually one note on page 11, but just to see it and then turn the page. Right? And I, 1, 2. Not my fault. 1, 3. And 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Got it? And we're D major, so mi, re, do, three blind mice, well, that's three notes. And you just gotta count. Do it again, sopranos. And sopranos, now this time, don't hold on for dear life. And I, three more, four more. And I just, you know, love it more. I know you're just learning it, but it's not hard. Here we go. Oh, sopranos, a one. So that's three dotted half notes tied together, right? Mm-hmm. So it's three plus three plus three, so it's nine beats. Get how that works? One, two, three, you're ready, and. And so, this is a piano part with piano part. One, two, three, one. Two, three, three, three. Ladies, did you not hear? Okay, the first one is, and I, right? They're not the same. One more time. All right. 1, 2, 3, 1. Good, awesome. So just make sure that top 13, it's a dot half note tied to a half note, so that's 3 plus 2, right? Look it down a half note, tied to a half note. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I will give... Lower three parts, please. Lower three parts, top of 12. 1, 2. And just play the tenor part, okay, with them. One more time. And baritones, if we're at bottom of a 12 or it doesn't divide, if you just want to sing the tenor part, that's fine. Whatever you decide, out of those two notes. Pick one of those two notes, don't sing anything else. Okay, top of 12, eight. Alto's got the best grade, bass has got the next best grade, tenors, we're still looking for your grade. Top of 12, measure 86. Bass note, baritone note, tenor note. Everybody, please, pick up the page 12. Pick up means one note before. Now, sopranos, I need to count on you to count here. Oh, piano part, a 1, 2, 3, 1. Put a note there, a pair of glasses right before the rest. So I'm going to really take a moment there. It's one of those little musical things. If I just elongate that resolution of the word rest a nanosecond, everyone in the room will like it. It's just going to delay that, and then the rest finally comes, and you got it. Okay, we need to go back to 10, and do it 10 to the end. Can you stand, please? And move on. Thank you, everybody. Good start. And by the way, we're learning notes, but also I'm trying to throw in some concepts to you that I hope you're thinking about. Can anyone name like, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but what are a couple things I've tried to get you to think about tonight?
Hold the vowel.
What's that?
Hold the vowel.
Hold the vowel. Sing on the vowel. Sing on the vowel. When you're doing long songs, really just feel like you're stroking, playing the cello, and you're not just plucking the cello, okay? Counting. Another thing is difference between rhythmic pieces and need to be more rhythmic, and ear pieces need to be more sustained, and how to make those differences. So we are learning music, but we're also trying to reestablish some of our principles, our concepts. Okay, so thank you. This is page 10. And when in doubt, look up. They pay me a fair amount of money to cue you in. Okay? 1, 2. Spelled R-E-S-T. Do you agree there's an S-T in there? Okay, good enough. You sound my bell, River Song. And now, stepping up to the podium from Metamora, Illinois, coming in at a light knock.
What?
Another.
Yeah. Just slap him later. He's going to talk about the weight.
Oh, boy. All right. It's the red leafy one. Red leafy. All right. So, just a couple quick things on this. I was thinking about the song, and I was thinking about the fact that at Westport, not to belabor, I know we're short of time, but I have to close it. So at Westport High School, I was fortunate enough, in addition to being a music teacher, to do curriculum work. And so we wrote curriculum with teachers. So one of the things that was on the curriculum document that we had was anticipated misconceptions. And it was my favorite, if you could have a favorite thing on a curriculum document, that was my favorite thing. Because I felt like it was so important. And what it was if you've taught the lesson before, what are the things that kids tend to not get, and how can you sort of preempt that in the way that you teach that so that you don't go through that? And so I feel like in choir we have anticipated misconceptions. I can look at this piece of music and I can pretty much tell you places that are going to cause you problems or are going to be out of tune. So and so by kind of notating those in the beginning or thinking about those, we may save ourselves a few steps, which I just consumed the time with the whole story, but we must save ourselves a few steps as we do it. So one of the things I personally want to really work on with you guys this semester is first pitches. And Russ did allude to that idea that preparation of vowel sound, of the breath, of hearing the pitch in your head, so that when we go into that first pitch, we don't have all those things. So, you know, this is going to come fast and furious, especially if we do it up to tempo. And I know I'm going to get lateness and under the pitch. So how do you prepare? You're prepared? I'm ready to go. I have that pitch in my head. I don't know if that's the right pitch, but I had some pitch in my head. So that's one thing. Top page three, that octave. And I'm talking about this from the first part, but guys, you do the exact same thing again. So that octave, how do you sing that octave in tune? You have to sort of think up over that. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Like I can get there, but I'll almost overshoot it initially. And then on the last note, trees, it's going to be under the pitch. We're going to be like, oh, thank God, poison in the trees, and we're going to sit down. We can't sit down. We've got to like sing light and keep the energy going. So let's have the ladies do it and the guys do it and see where we are. We're going to take it a little bit slower than we'll probably do it, just to give us a little bit of time. So about one, two, ready, and.
River rushing down the mountainside, river racing with the breeze, lead me through the forest and the trees.
Yes.
River rolling on a rocky bed, river running by the bear. Take me to the quiet trees.
Let's sing that one more time. Take me to, ready, and.
Take me to the quiet trees.
And why did you want to sing that wrong? It's not related to it. Okay, let's go back and do that from the beginning with the accompaniment.
Not to interject, it's that whole question answer thing talked out earlier, right?
Yes.
So A, B, A, B.
Let's just start right where they come in. Yeah, you're falling behind before you're getting started, right? So if we were doing
our start and measure before, so we have our tempo.
Okay, we can do that. But regardless, you got to like have that in your head, right? So that you, and it's just a matter of just moving things faster. So let's start at the beginning. Ready? And. Go in your head, right? You can be thinking. Already you can be thinking.
River rushing down the mountainside, river resting with the breeze. Lead me.
harmonies have to sing is octaves. Because you're going to hear an out-of-tune octave more than you're going to hear like an out-of-tune third. Or so be really careful, altos, with that. Gentlemen, or tenors, basses, pick up to 25. And one. Tune that up. Guys, be very light on that C. Can we take everybody pick up to 25? And go one. Be careful that we don't like reinforce bad habits. River, run me to the ocean. Some people are jumping in on the shun. One more time. And one, two. Once you hear the syncopation, dun, 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 you think it's all going to be syncopated, but it's not. It goes back to even. River, run me to the ocean. It comes right in on two. So just be careful about that, because sometimes if you get those things in your head wrong, it's like really hard to get out.
Okay, real quick, Shel, pick up 53. What's the phrasing? River, run me to the ocean. Breath?
What, where are you at?
We'll just...
Oh. Yeah, bruh.
After ocean?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, can we take it back? Good job, tenors and basses, on getting that pitch on the bottom page. Five, can we take it back to 37? And altos, middle of page six. I didn't hear that harmony. And that's super important, because up to this point, we haven't really heard that. That's sort of like... You know, this song is super complex, and one of the ways they kind of grow the song is unison. Oh, now we're going to have a little bit of harmony on that part, so we really need to hear that. Okay, 37. And two. Whoa! Ready? And. Of times, Everybody look at the very beginning of the top of page 8. Don't cut sopranos, altos, basses, don't cut off too early there. Why?
Tenors,
we're changing the chord, right? And so right now what I'm hearing is you're gone and tenors are just moving to the C. So we want to change that chord together, all right? So it's going to be a quick catch breath there. All right, so let's take it even in the darkness. So obviously this is like the next section, right? Totally different feeling here. And 63
by
page 8. Ready and 1.
Even in the darkness.
Sort of like flashback to this?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah? Some people looking at me like I'm crazy. If you sang last time? Did you sing last time?
Yeah.
What tunes did we do? Yeah, it's like, woo! Alright. So it's a matter, this is just a matter of like knowing when to come in and counting, so you know when to come in. Let's take River Run, middle of page 10. Ladies first. The first River Run, and then we'll do the one that's a little trickier. Okay? Ready? And.
River Run.
And.
River Run.
Do it one more time. Let's do it one more time. Good. Middle big shift. And.
River Run.
Bass tenor. Ready, and. Tenor alone right there. Bottom page 10. Ready, and. Yeah. Can you play it one time for him?
Thank you.
opera going. So you cut off the roll, she does the roll at the end. Yeah. Russ, we have time just to go from the beginning.
Yeah, can you do one thing real quick? Can you just 63, gentlemen, please realize that you're a third higher than ladies. It's only two parts. But what's the basis of singing? Just to go mark down the office.
Where
63.
Are you?
Bottom of page 8.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
Well, a lot of them are singing it right.
Oh, okay.
Back,
What do you want me to do?
Can we just do it once?
Yeah. Let's take it from Set My Spirit Free, middle page 8.
Bottom of page 63.
What?
No, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Set My Spirit Free, middle page 8.
Rise. I hope we're all not high. ride. I hope it doesn't make me cry. Simple, 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 simple song, but in the worst type of style for our choir. Because you got to be really rhythmic. Okay? So I'm actually going to kind of teach it to you by rote, because I don't want you to get bogged down by looking at that when our voices rise and go, well, it's really pretty easy. When our voices rise. You just got to feel it. When our voices rise. To speak.
When our voices rise.
Turn the page. Ringing through the skies. The skies is for the tenor, right? Do the second part of the phrase. Ringing through. Two, three.
Ringing through.
Now, see? Ringing through the skies. Ringing through the skies. Two, ready, go.
Ringing through the skies.
Yeah, so what happens when you do, when you sort of are, the downside of teaching by rote is you're not really learning it, you're just regurgitating it, okay? But so what happens, like, look at ringing through. Now, when you're going to try and make through the same as ringing through, and they're not. It's ringing through the skies, get it? So through is a hell of a lot longer than ringing. So the whole first two phrases are, when our voices rise, ringing through the skies, our melodies can flow everywhere you go. Okay, so try and speak it. One for measure five. And again, don't, I swear to God, if you're sitting here like this, like trying to find it, you're not going to get it. You got to, when our voices rise. You got to try and almost like feel it. One, two. As a matter of fact, don't look at your music. Just look at me. When our voices rise to speak.
When our voices rise.
Good. Get it? Notice that. You got to feel that. Ba, 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 ba. Next phrase. Ringing through. Look at me. One, two, speak, and.
Ringing through the skies.
See, I know so some of you want to get too early on the. Ringing through the skies. When our voices rise. Ringing through the sky. Right? One, two, again, measure five. One, two, speak.
When our voices rise. Ringing through the skies.
Our melodies can
flow.
Two, three, four.
Everywhere
you go. Oh, and make sure you get the go. Oh, because that's for the tenors and basses. Okay, now I got that one new note on where. Everywhere you. That's the one time it changes. Going on. As our voices keep on. Right, listen to it. As our voices keep on. Rising higher, we can move through the fire. So as our voices keep on, one, two, speak.
As our voices keep on, rising higher, we can move through the fire.
Good, that again, listen to it. Rising higher, we can move through the fire. Rising higher, we can move through the fire. Feel like you're rapping it. One, two, rising, go.
Rising higher, we can move through the fire.
Get it? Take it from measure 13. As our voices keep on, one, two, speak.
As our voices keep on, rising higher, we can move through the fire.
Walk and never tire. Walk and never tire. Ready? Go.
Walk and never tire. When our voices rise.
So that's the long one. When our voices rise to their end.
When our voices rise.
Two, three, four, one. When our voices rise. That's the whole thing. From the beginning speaking.
Go home and listen to some Eminem. When our voices rise. What's
the practice track?
What's that? Oh, yeah, there's that too. There's the practice tracks. Yeah. There's that too. That's what they're up there for. Ready? Play the piano part, please. Emma. We're just speaking. Ready? And try and know when you got to move on and when you got to linger. When I'm actually going to do it once. Look at the music. Piano part, please, Emma. One, two, ready, me. I'm starting at five, right? Measure five?
Yeah.
One, two, ready, me. When Ronald Dilworth, he's written 5 million pieces of music and everyone sounds like this. He has found out how to make music for community choirs and different groups that he can make money writing the same thing 5 million different times. Okay? So you do one Ronald Dilworth piece, you've done them all. And I don't mean that. God bless him. You know? But it's all got the same kind of spiritual based thing. Can you try and say it one time, please? And be very self-aware, like, when did you move early? When did you not move early? Okay? Speaking, measure five with the piano part. One, two, everyone. You're getting the zez a little early. You scare me. You're getting the zez a little early. When our voices... It's going to be a tip longer because you're going to want to syncopate it. One, two, ready, and. Exact same thing with different words. Because that's spiritual, right? Verse 1, verse 2, okay? When our voices, one, I was trying to help you out, so I'm pretty sure, well, let's do 8, 7. 1, 2, speaking, and.
When our voices
and 2, and 3, and 4.
The world can hear our cry.
And 2, and 3, and 4. Storms. We can stand the storm and persevere. 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 And can stand the storm and persevere. Stereos. Stand the storms and persevere. Stand the storms and persevere. Go.
Stand the storms and persevere.
Again.
Stand the storms and
persevere. Memorize.
Stand the
again, louder.
Stand the storms and persevere.
It's good. So on page, so let's do from the beginning now. One more time speaking. One more time speaking. Well, where you come in. When our voices rise. One. I'll actually start piano part from the beginning. Two, three, and four.
Yeah.
You're singing like little scared mice tonight. So what's happening is, like, you know, it's that whole thing, like, I know we're missing a bunch of people, but if no one wants to be first to sing out, so you're all being first not to sing out. So just sing out more. Sing out more. You're all kind of singing so kind of, when our voices rise. Just sing louder. Sing louder. Okay? Can we have the gentleman, please? Don't change the rhythm. One, two, guys, and.
When our voices rise.
Three and four. Walk and never tire. Right, just spit out the words. And the other one is move through the fire. You're having a hard time with the word tire and fire. It's just tire and fire. Everyone, please. Sopranos, divas, sing out. I don't even care if it's ugly. I want it loud. One, two, ready, and. Okay.
we can stand the storms and persevere. Spit them out right there. Sing our song and never fear. Stand the storms and persevere. Sing our songs and never fear. Right there. One, pitch, stand. One, two, ready, and. Please mark, no, page 10 and 11, we're not doing the repeat. See how there's a repeat, 10 and 11? Page 10, you're singing first verse. Page 11, you're singing second verse. Sing together, children, don't you get weary. Sing together, children, we must keep our voices rising. Shout together, children, don't you get weary. Our song will grow stronger when our voices rise. Actually, I don't want to get into this tonight, but make that note. Turn the page. It's going to take more than a couple minutes. Can we, on page 12 and 13, we're not doing that repeat. So we're just doing page 12 and 13 straight, no repeat. Oh, sorry, my fault, I'm not clear. Page 12, we're not doing a repeat. Sing our song all day long. Loud and strong, we must keep our voices rising. No repeat. Go on.
13, we're doing the repeat.
13, no repeat. Good to see you, Julie. It's been a while since I had that saucy attitude. Now I just erased it. Good golly, director man, sir. Can't you set everything perfect? Hey, we're doing everything one time. 12, we're doing once. 13, we're doing once. And then 14, we're doing twice. In the month. And maybe even thrice. Okay? Right. Stand up from the beginning when our voices rise. Actually, no. Good night. Bye. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Remember, we have next week, then we're off a week, then we have a month. I'll make sure I get your email, because I sent an email out. Did you get your information form? Thanks, Emma.
Thank you, Emma.